Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 321321. That's STAY to 321321.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on the program. It's even more thankful when you let us hear you on the program. Oh, and you win prizes. By the way, in 2010, the United States Air Force used 1,760 PlayStation 3 consoles to build a supercomputer for the Department of Defense. They used PS3s because it was, as they said, more cost-efficient and green.
Well, see, but they used 1,760. If they were using their heads, they would have used 1,776 of them.
Ah, see, that would have been good. But no, they didn't do that. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by StreamGuys.com. Don't forget you can listen 24/7 on our website. StreamGuys helps us stream the last several weeks of Into Tomorrow nonstop at IntoTomorrow.com and on the free Into Tomorrow app.
There you go. Just what you need. Me and Chris and Cameron nonstop. Check it out. Deb in Darien, Georgia, listens online and WBQO 93.7 FM. Hello, Deb.
I kind of like to know the history of how the designation letters for thumb drives, flash drives, those kind of things. And it's changed because now I have a Max One really big gig hard drive backup. And I take it to work. I do it at home. All my good files are on there. But it says I and then E. How does that work like that? And can you give a history of how the assignments went through the years? Thank you. Love you guys. A happy 26th.
Oh, well, thank you, Deb. Love you as well. There's not much of a history to speak of. Originally, computers had floppy disk drives, so those were just identified with the first letters of the alphabet, A, and when a second became more common, a B drive.
Yeah, by the time hard drives came around, they just defaulted to the next letter, a C drive, and then after that, optical drives got the designation of D drive. So the thing is, none of these are actually set in stone or even important. You can change them to other letters, and everything will still continue to work. It's just a convention, but not anything that is necessary for Windows or DOS to be able to function, and most other operating systems don't use that convention at all.
Yeah, but Deb, it's a good question. I think it's pretty cool, because we've also had other listeners that have called in and says, my drive letters are changing on their own, you know, but, oh, did you plug in a USB drive and maybe it sort of took over that spot? Oh, I did, actually, or things like that.
And some of us have gotten, you know, just weird about it. I've given my drive letters based on what's on it. So I have, like, my drive that has all the video on it is the V drive. You know, I have
that's clever.
Yeah, I've made my B drive as the backup. And then I actually have a J drive with old files that I don't need, and I use that as junk.
Oh, okay. Well, see, it kind of makes sense that way. But if you rename a drive, don't you have to rename anything that points to that drive?
No, just tell the operating system that this drive should now have this letter, and then it knows to do everything else.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm impressed. I should have asked Dave. Deb, I hope that helped you out, and thank you again so much for your kind words and for calling in and participating. Stay tuned. IntoTomorrow.com.